may be looking to escape this weekend's snow by heading to the theater. And if you don't want to escape too far, a few movies on the big screen right now feature Massachusetts. Joining us to talk about this is Tom Meek, film critic and contributor to WBUR's The Artery. Welcome.
Thank you.
So there are three big movies, at least that we could think of right now, out that feature Massachusetts: Manchester by the Sea, Patriots Day, and Jackie. What do you think ties these three films together?
Well, I think they're all about struggle. Two are about internal struggles, and the third is about a struggle for victims to right the wrong that's gone on. Patriots Day, Manchester by the Sea is a very internalized film, mm-hmm. and Jackie's also an internalized film that deals with a widow's grief and trying to preserve her husband's legacy, and she has to struggle against the people that are taking over the White House who don't really sort of aren't on the same game plan with her about how she wants to bury him.
Right, right. And grief was just such a big message in all of these, as you mentioned. You know, grief and Patriots Day, which was about the Boston Marathon bombings, and Jackie and Manchester by the Sea. And we have a clip here from the movie Manchester by the Sea. It's from the trailer, and this is the scene where Casey Affleck's character Lee runs into his ex-wife, who's played by Michelle Williams. And there's a lot unsaid here, but let's listen to this brief clip.
I said a lot of terrible things to you.
My heart was broken, and I know yours is broken, too.
No, you don't understand. There's nothing
there.
That's
not true.
That's from Manchester by the Sea. Really powerful scene there.
Very powerful. The film's most powerful scene, and it's, I mean, I don't want to give too much away, but they're a formerly married couple, and the reason they're not together is because they've had a loss, and he's inadvertently responsible for it. And through most of the film, he's going through internal struggle and trying to deal with redemption and atonement for what happened in the past. It's a very, very gritty and heart-feeling film.
Right. And no sort of Hollywood happy ending there. What do you think that suggests? It's very real. It is very gritty, very real. That's how I've heard people describe it.
Well, the film was done by Kenneth Lonergan, and this is his third film. He's the screenplay writer who did analyze that and analyze this film's. And he's worked with Matt Damon before, and Matt Damon and him had conceived of this film, and Damon couldn't take on the role that Casey Affleck had done. So, and I think when they started talking about it, they were thinking about the Massachusetts setting at the time, because obviously Matt Damon has ties here. And Lonergan was, and I did speak with Kenneth Lonergan briefly before the premiere of the film here, and he was really blown away by the town and had a great time digging into the rich history that was around here and the fishermen and the class struggle that's up there. I mean, we're just talking about rents and prices. I mean, Boston has been a changing place for a period of time.
Right. Now, you mentioned the movie Jackie as well. That movie, Natalie Portman plays Jackie Kennedy, and we have a clip from that movie as well. Here she is asking Jack Valenti to pass along a message to funeral invitees about the procession for JFK's funeral, but it's kind of a threat, really, to those who might be too afraid to walk alongside her husband's casket. Let's listen.
Inform them that I will walk with Jack tomorrow, alone if necessary, and tell General de Gaulle that if he wishes to ride in an armored car or in a tank, for that matter, I won't blame him. And I'm sure the tens of millions of people watching won't either.
Why are you doing this, Mrs. Kennedy?
Oh, I'm just doing my job.
What do you think is the main theme here? Is it that she was always trying to do right by her husband, that Jackie Kennedy was always trying to do right by her husband?
Well, she's trying to do right by the legacy of him and Camelot, and to bury Jack, she wants to follow the blueprint of Lincoln's burial with the big procession. She finds it in the books, and this is what she wants to do for him. And the government is afraid of terrorism and the exposure that's involved with it. And that's why de Gaulle wants to ride in the steel car, because he's afraid that Oswald has affiliates out there. Right. So they're paranoid. They don't know yet.
Right. So as you mentioned, there was the very internal struggle going on in Manchester by the Sea. And while there was a lot of internal grief here in Jackie, it was obviously about a big national event. And then we've got Patriots Day, which was, again, about another grief around another event and grief by a group of people. And here's a clip from that movie as well, where Mark Wahlberg's officer in this movie, Tommy Saunders, is trying to convince the FBI to release photos of the suspected marathon bombers.
Right now, Boston's working against us. Yeah, that's normal. You got a murder, no one rats. We don't got that problem. Because in this city, when it comes to terrorism, everybody wants to talk. Look, you got a lot of people talking, but they're talking about the wrong people. You release the photos of our guys, sit back and listen. Trust me. You got to start letting Boston work for us. I'm telling you.
So what do you think? I mean, what do you think of Boston or even Massachusetts almost being like characters in these films? We've seen this before.
Well, I mean, if you listened in the Manchester by the Sea film, Michelle Williams, and she does a very good job of doing that sort of tough, towny talk. Mm. Casey Affleck, I think, according to Langerman, decided to go with his natural accent. But in Patriot's Day, I think Wahlberg's trying to pull all that together. His character's fictional, and I think it becomes a bit of an Achilles heel with the film in the fact that he's an amalgam of police officers, and he happens to be at every major event at the forefront of it. So it almost becomes a little bit hyperbolic. But overall, the film does try to tip its hat to the victims, but it becomes more about Wahlberg's character and less about the victims. And I think that sort of it may have been too soon. Mm.
And so I understand that you rated what you thought were the best Boston movies, and leaving off the one that's very well known, The Departed, right?
Well, so I did an article for The Artery a while back, and the best film is The Friends of Eddie Coyle that I think really gets Boston the best. But yes, I did leave off The Departed because most of it takes place down by Government Center in an old psychiatric care home. That's where the FBI station is. And then all the bars that they do that are sort of where the Whitey Bulger character are sort of these very dolled up yuppie bars that are made dirty to look legitimate. Ben Affleck's film, The Town, and Gone Baby Gone, I think, got those angles of the films a little bit more. But you really can't beat, as far as Boston goes, the original Thomas Crown Affair and The Friends of Eddie Coyle, which is probably the greatest Boston film or the greatest film shot in Boston that gets Boston right.
All right. Tom Meek, film critic and contributor to WBUR's The Artery. Thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.